Ordinance is adopted. 991, please.
Amend Public Improvements Code to make requesting and participating in Bureau of Environmental Services administrative reviews more customer-friendly.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, the proposed code changes before you will make the Bureau of Environmental Services administrative review more user-friendly and add greater transparency. Now, who can argue with that? Here today to give you a brief presentation on a fairly comprehensive piece of work is Rochelle Altman, who's the policy analyst from the Bureau of Environmental Services. Thanks for staying with us this morning and welcome.
Thank you. Again, for the record, my name is Rochelle Altman from Bureau of Environmental Services. And as Commissioner Fish mentioned, I'm just going to briefly walk you through some code changes regarding BES's administrative review process. And just for the public who might not be familiar, administrative review is the name for a process we use where customers can ask for a reconsideration of a Bureau decision or action affecting them. And BES has a variety of programs that use administrative reviews. And with an eye to making these processes more customer friendly, we took a close look at our code and rules and identified a variety of changes that we wanted to make to achieve three goals. The first goal was to enhance customer service by making requesting and participating in administrative review more predictable and consistent, particularly across programs. We had all different levels of detail in our rules and processes, and so we wanted to achieve a basic level of consistency and predictability for customers. Second, we wanted to expand access to administrative review by making eligibility for review the default and then simply having a short list of items not eligible for review, rather than having incomplete lists of what is eligible and not eligible for review in rule and also sometimes code. And then third, these efforts would facilitate consistency and administration by BES staff. So the most substantive and numerous changes we identified were to administrative rules where the details regarding administrative review processes either lived or we felt most appropriately would live. However, we also identified changes to code, which we bring to you today. The changes to rule were adopted under existing authority and revised existing rules, and those took effect earlier this summer with Commissioner Fish's support. And so to briefly summarize the most significant code changes that we're proposing to you, they would make eligibility for review the default and would highlight that any exceptions to eligibility will be specified in administrative rule. They remove lists of items regarding eligibility from code so that they are just conveniently located in one place for customers, and that would be in rule. This also helps avoid confusion when lists and code don't match up to lists and rule. In addition, we are proposing to delete language regarding appeals to the code hearings officer, where those provisions are out of date, where those provisions are inconsistent with more recently adopted city code hearings code in Title 22 of Portland City Code. And finally, we are proposing changes to make language gender neutral. And I just really want to emphasize that the changes that we're proposing don't make any changes to what is eligible for review. So if something prior to the code and rule changes was treated by the Bureau as either eligible for review or not, those items are not changing. There were a few instances in the rulemaking where something previously was on neither list, and that had created confusion and frustration for all parties, and so we clarified whether that item was or was not eligible for review. Janice Thompson from the city, from the Citizens Utility Board, along with members of the Development Review Advisory Committee and the Portland Utility Board, were all given an opportunity to review, and we solicited input from them. And Janice Thompson, she actively engaged in the review and informed what became the public comment draft. And no public comments were received, but Janice, who's not here today, she did share with me what she believes are the positive impacts for our ratepayers and customers. She authorized me to share the following. She wrote referencing some code changes that the Ombudsman championed in 2015. Quote, Cubs supported the initial code changes suggested by the city ombudsman. Additional clarifications to BES provisions seemed needed, and I was pleased that BES planned a review of code and rules to enhance clarity. I let BES know of my interest in this review and appreciated the opportunity to make comments and suggestions at key steps in their process. There is now more consistency and transparency in BES rules and code, which should be helpful to both the Bureau but also to customers. End quote. So in sum, the proposed changes in combination with recently adopted rule revisions will benefit ratepayers and customers by making requesting and participating in our administrative review processes more customer friendly and by ensuring consistency in the way that our Bureau staff administer administrative reviews. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I hope you will support our proposed code changes.
Rochelle, I'm hopelessly biased because you work for one of my bureaus, but may I just say, even at this late hour, that was an A-plus presentation, and thank you very much.
Thank you. It was comprehensive.
It was succinct. You gave us all the information we needed, and you set a very high bar. Thank you very much.
And you smiled at us the whole time. I mean, it's rare that people smile at us when they're testifying.
They smile at me.
Do they? Oh, she was smiling at you.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
That explains it.
Thank you. Do we have any? Do you signed up?
No one else signed up.
Thank you. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance.
Moves
to second reading.
Nice work,
Commissioner
Fish.
Thank you very much. You have two.